Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 26,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another incredible guest today. And speaking of our guest, her name is Heidi Sloss. She is the brand new published author for Fortune is in the Follow-Up. And I'm so excited to be talking with her on our show today. And Heidi is a national sales expert who provides savvy sales strategies for independent sales professionals who tend to focus on their craft but neglect their close. She's given over 200 keynote speeches, sales and leadership trainings, and breakout presentations across the country. Her specialty is working with small business owners and sales professionals on the key strategies for their proven sales and presentation techniques that she has honed as her own entrepreneur business, which started, some time ago having business on both coasts and in the Midwest. And she's had a 31-year career, so obviously this woman has been there and done that. So let me go ahead and welcome to our show today, Heidi Sloss.
Thank you so much, Darlene. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
I'm so glad you are able to take time out of your busy schedule to talk to us and share some details about your recent accomplishments. So first of all, congratulations on being a published author.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, yesterday was the book launch, and our interview couldn't be more timely because I'm thrilled to announce that both yesterday and now today again, I am number one on Amazon in sales for women in business and number two in business sciences.
Wow, congratulations. That is such an incredible accomplishment. So this is the perfect time for our interview. And, you know, I was so excited to hear how you had really worked so hard to have, you know, everything in place, and, you know, you've got a lineup of different media sources and interviews that you've lined up, and I think that's, you know, just perfect to be doing what you're doing. So why don't we go ahead and get started, as our show's only about a half hour long today, and, you know, tell our listeners more about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I am what I like to call and tell people who I meet that I'm a serial entrepreneur, and what that means, what I mean by that is that I have run many businesses in a variety of fields in a lot of different locations, and they've all been small to medium-sized businesses. I've run both service businesses and manufacturing businesses, and the key element in all of them is that all of the businesses that I not only have run but also have helped other people start, run, and manage is sales and marketing. You can have a great idea. You can have a fabulous business plan. You can have it all lined up and planned out. But without marketing, you got nothing.
I definitely believe in that. That's just, you know, I personally have looked at, you know, almost a marketing strategy before the rest of, you know, the whole plan. And, you know, I'm dying to find out, you know, what inspired you to write this book?
Oh, well, thank you. And I have to say, very smart. I would highly recommend people start with marketing plan almost before they do anything else.
Really? Okay, so I'm on the right track.
So let me, and let's make sure that people know. So for a great marketing plan, it starts with who you're going to market to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who are you going to do business with? And then you get into the how are you going to reach them and where do they hang out. And that's what I like to tell people when we're putting together a great marketing plan. But your other question was, how did I get into this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great story. So back about 10 years ago, I was on the board of directors for an international nonprofit, and I did some sort of consulting on the side for them and was helping the board of directors move from one place to another, and we were buying and selling real estate, which at the time was one of my companies. I did real estate and was also helping them brand their identity on a clothing line, which had been one of my very first businesses. And so we were working together, and I got up and I gave a little presentation, and one of the outside consultants we brought in to help us pulled me aside afterwards and said, "So how long have you been a coach?" And I looked at her and I said, "What the heck is a coach? I had never heard of this. I have kids, and I knew about coaching Little League and tennis and all of that, but I never heard of a business coach." And she said, "Well, here's the deal. You are one. You are a natural one. You need to go out and go get accredited, and that's your future." And she was absolutely right, and that's exactly what I did. And so I've worked as a business coach slash consultant for the last 8 or 9 years, and I've always given keynote speaking presentations and breakout sessions and conference facilitation sessions, and more and more people have heard about me, they've asked me to do that more and more, and so I thought, well, I'll write a book, and I'll write down the things that I've learned from working with all the small business clients that I've had, because I find that it's very similar problems over and over and over again. And the subtitle of the book is called Five Power Strategies to Help You Grow Your Business. And so I've seen across the board the same kinds of barriers or bumps along the way that business owners encounter, and I certainly encountered in the different businesses I've run.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I like that. And I'm just going to mention, because I'm holding your book right in front of me, which is a beautiful cover. And,
you
know, I know we won't have enough time to go through each one of the steps, but just to name off some of the ones that I see on here is mindset, target, delegate, which this is a big one for me, follow up and service. You know, some of the things you can always manage to do more predominantly than others, but, you know, I'm learning that whole delegation piece. So maybe we'll have a minute to talk about that. But I did want to find out, well, in your mind, in your opinion, because it sounds like you have really become a, you know, more than just a consultant. You've been there, you've gone through it, and now you're sharing it with others. But what do you think is some of the biggest mistakes most business owners make, and how do they fix it?
Well, we only have half an hour, so I can only do a few. One of them, and we sort of touched on it at the beginning when we were talking about doing a marketing plan first, and it's the biggest mistake is that people don't start with the right things first, and they think they've got to have in place all sorts of plans and systems and investments of capital, and I think that before you solidify, before anyone solidifies their business, they need to do some research. There's not nearly enough research done, and then once you do some research, you've got to take as your mantra, good enough is good enough, that you're going to have to make decisions with 70 to 80% of the information that you can have and use and that's on hand, and not expect that you're going to have 100%. It's not all going to be in place. Because as you're going along and helping people, and Chapter 4 is all about customer service, frequently business owners have to adjust what they're doing to meet the needs of the clients that they're working with. And so if you've got everything all in place under one set of circumstance and then things change, like the economy, or it turns out that you thought you were going to be working with one type of client and you end up working with another, then, you know, all that was a waste to put it all into place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doing some research, going out there with a marketing plan, seeing how it's received, and then moving forward with it is the way to go, as opposed to investing tons of time and energy and money in an idea that might need to shift and change significantly. So, for instance, I had a real estate agent as a client, and she was new in the business, and she was very nervous about how she was going to be able to grow her business. She was in a marketplace where there were a lot of very well-branded competitors who had been around for decades, and she started by putting a fabulous business plan in place, but it turned out that it was a big waste of her time because it wasn't going to get her traction. She was modeling herself to try to emulate in some negative and positive ways her competition. And so we did some things differently. We started off with where could she get the most traction and being newer in the business. And so we came up with her starting off as being the condo expert. And we made her the condo queen. And that gave her a niche, and it was fabulous because people came to her and used her for buying and selling their condos. That meant she got a lot of downsizers. So she got the listings for when they were selling their single-family homes. She got their children because they loved her so much. And it didn't mean that she gave up the marketplace share of doing other kinds of property, but it meant that her marketing was very targeted, and it was fabulous. And that was a huge shift for her, a huge change from what she had thought she was going to be doing.
That's interesting. I know there's lots of aspects to your book, The Fortune is in the Follow-Up. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of different, you know, key points. You know, I find myself as a, you know, I joke around that I'm more of a multipreneur because I own, you know, I think 7 or 8 companies, right? I know. I just call me crazy, but I, you know, it's, I just like having business. I don't know what to say about that, but, you know, I don't run them all simultaneously. I've learned how to manage them, you know, in a way that works, you know. But I know one of the big things that I look at a lot is the whole time management and the, you know, setting priorities. And you cover that a little bit about, you know, how to determine what's really considered, you know, an important task or if it's urgent and things like that. You want to talk just for a minute about that?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it goes back to the whole question of delegating. basically, when we start a business, we fantasize frequently how we'll be interacting with our clients. And most business owners do not realize that they are going to spend less and less time with their clients and much more time marketing and spending their time with prospects and perhaps engaging with their past clients to continue the cycle. And time management becomes really key there because if, as a business owner, one's not spending one's time on income-generating activities, you're wasting your time. And so there's a whole lot of activities that need to be done, a whole lot of tasks that need to be done for running a business. And if you can't prioritize, I would say then get help. Get somebody in who will help you prioritize your time, somebody who will keep you accountable to those income-generating activities that will make the difference on your bottom line.
That's great advice. You know, I know so many people are listening to this show and saying that's really the key to almost anything, whether it's running, you know, your own business or, you know, taking care of other projects or wanting to accomplish anything. The whole sense of how do you prioritize, you know, ultimately will help you stay focused and almost kind of map it out for you. And the whole delegation piece, you know, is something, like I said, it's a challenge for me because, you know, being a business owner, we think we can do it all ourselves and we know we can't. And, you know, developing a team and having the resources available and having other people out there in the community that are all working towards the same goal makes life so much different. You know, I haven't had a chance to go through everything within your book. You know, I'm wondering, do you cover any elements about perhaps collaboration? Or why don't you talk about more of maybe your favorite chapter in this book? You know, either one of those would be a great thing for us to talk about for a minute.
Sure. I do want to go one more on the delegation and time management, one more point. What I found is that we all have enough time to do everything that's important to us. The key is deciding what's important. And if making money is important, then when you look at your calendar, you will see how you prioritized your time and what you decided that was more important than generating income. And so I'm a big believer in taking a look at your calendar and making sure that the activities that are in there, the how you are spending your day, are getting you towards your goals. I did want to say that, and as far as delegating, you said something wonderful, and that is that, you know, we can do so many things, and that is absolutely true, but I like to point out to people, just because you can do everything doesn't mean that you should or really want to. So in terms of favorite chapters, I'm very partial to chapter 3, which is all about follow-up. And, you know, I call the book Fortune is in the Follow-Up, and that comes from a keynote speech and presentation that I've given for years to business owners. And everybody knows follow-up is key, but very few people do it, and those who do it frequently don't do it well. And I really, you know, I'm a big believer in planning, putting great plans into place. Now, I'm not married to my plans. When other wonderful opportunities come out and come up, I'm very open to exploring and seeing if that'll be good. But if without a plan, we don't get somewhere. It's like driving across the country without a map or a GPS. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you will get there, but it could take years instead of, you know, a week. And so I'm a big believer in plans, and I believe in having a follow-up plan. And so in Chapter 3, I talk about how you put a follow-up plan in place and what one needs to make that successful, because so many people are out there meeting new prospects, meeting new people. You collect a business card, and then what the heck do you do with it? And for most business owners, they come home with the business card, they look at it fondly, wish that would become a client, and then they put it on the shelf and it collects dust.
Yeah.
And that's a colossal waste. And so, you know, the follow-up is very tied in my mind with if you're meeting somebody, make it worth your while. Don't just meet them and collect business cards. Exchanging a business card is a meaningless activity unless there's going to be a follow-up.
Right. And you know, honestly, Heidi, I know hundreds, if not thousands, of, you know, businesses and friends, in fact, and myself included. Follow-up can be a challenge. I mean, it really is. You know, I think that there's this illusion that if you show up, people are going to buy something, and that's so untrue, you know. I've been doing networking for, okay, I'm just going to say it, over 20 years. Don't ask me how old I am, but it was long before there was a term called networking, you know. It's just, and so many folks out there just think that if they hold up a sign and say, I'm open for business, come and get it, that people are just going to magically pick up the phone and they're going to convince themselves they need to buy whatever you're offering, right?
Yes, that's an absolute
it's a fantasy,
illusion.
Yeah.
And last night is a great example. I went to, so my publisher threw this amazing book launch party, and she had 10 or 12 of us authors that she has recently published, and she decided we'd all launch together and got us tons of publicity. And at the end of the event, this very nice woman came up to me, and said, you know, you look great, which I always love to hear. And she said, I'm a photographer, and if you want, you know, new shots, new headshots, new photographs, you know, I'd love to photograph you. Here's my card. And I thought to myself, on the one hand, yes, that was great. You know, it's really wonderful she went and introduced herself. But on the other hand, wait a minute, whoa, you just gave me your sales pitch, and
yeah.
I don't even know your name, you know.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to go to networking, which I'm a big believer in networking, and one of my bonus chapters is how to put a networking plan together, a networking strategy, and using networking as a way to grow your business. However, it's not the time to do a sales pitch when you first meet somebody. You have to understand the sales process. And that's why I love Chapter 3, because Chapter 3 on follow-up talks about that, about the sales process. It gives what I call both hard and soft skills. Hard skills are, you know, what do you actually need to put a follow-up plan into place? What are the actual activities you need to do? Maybe it's equipment you need to buy. And then the soft skills, because mindset, how we think about ourselves and how we approach asking somebody to get together, to get to know them better, is a soft skill, and that can be a very big barrier. We talk ourselves out of great ideas before we even have our morning coffee frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you meet somebody, and before you do the follow-up, I've seen people talk themselves out of even making the call, reaching out, oh, they probably don't need my services. Well, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe they will never need your services, but maybe their network will, and maybe they can connect you with somebody. Stop thinking about the people we meet as potential clients or prospects. Think about who do they know that might need our goods or services.
Absolutely.
And that can be more meaningful.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. It just, you know, it really, you don't know who's sitting next to you. You don't really know why you may have connected. But if you're establishing that that bond and that connection and the relationship, you know, and I always tell people, hey, it's not a 1-2 punch. Show up, hand a card, and bam, they're going to buy, you know?
I love that. I'm going to steal that from you. It's not a 1-2 punch. Oh,
it
I
isn't.
Love that.
It's not.
Right.
It's just so, you know, and I think just people go with that illusion and think that it is. And, you know, I'm glad you're on that same sort of, you know, path with teaching people there are some other strategies. And, you know, when people get your book, which, by the way, please tell people where they can go buy their copy of Fortune Is in the Follow-Up. Where
so
do they find it?
Right now, it is available on Amazon under Fortune Is in the Follow-Up, and it's available both as a paperback or on the, for Kindle. And it's also available on Barnes & Noble as a paperback or for your Nook. And if you go to either website and look up Fortune Is in the Follow-Up, you will see me. And that would be a great way to take a look at the book. I've uploaded some information about the book. You can also look on my book website, which is at www.fortuneisinthefollowup.net. And I have some videos up there. I have upcoming book events that are in the Bay Area. Next spring, when I hope to do a book tour in other parts of the country, that information will be up there. And I have excerpts up there as well.
That's fabulous. I know that people are really going to enjoy this. You know, and as I was, you know, mentioning earlier, sometimes people assume that they know that the best way to follow up is let's send them more information they didn't ask for, right? I'm sure you've probably had that happen because most people, that's their natural tendency. But what Heidi's book is going to do is really break it down for you almost in a step-by-step fashion and really, you know, thoroughly thinking through putting a game plan together and, you know, being prepared and, you know, having the right priorities and time to get through, you know, the actual follow-up. And you're right, fortune is there. You know, where else are we going to find money? It just isn't going to fall out of trees, right?
Right, absolutely. And if I have time to tell a real quick story on follow-up.
Sure.
It's in Chapter 3, and I love this story for so many reasons, and you'll see why. Back when I first was in the real estate business, they tell you in real estate school, oh, tell everybody you know that you're a real estate agent. And most times when you tell people, they back away as if you have a contagious disease. But so I told my kids, hey, if you hear about anybody talking about possibly moving, you know, come home and tell me real quick. And so my son at the time in fourth grade came home and said one of the boys in his class was moving. And I quickly called up, well, I didn't quickly. I actually looked at the phone for a very long time praying that it would ring, and of course, it didn't. But then I quickly called them up and established a relationship. They had interviewed two other very well-established, well-known real estate agents in the community, and I said, well, if you haven't made up your mind, would you at least give me the chance and listen to my listing presentation? And they did that, and it was very successful, and I got the listing, and I sold their house. But that was only one deal, and that really one deal doesn't make or break a business. I mean, that's not a business. What was so phenomenal about that one phone call that I made to these people who I really didn't know, the only connection we had was our kids were in the same school, that one phone call led me to 12. I mentioned in the book 11, but since I've written the book, there's been a 12th deal that has closed just from that I am still continuing to get paid for. All because I made the phone call to a contact that came through that was a possible lead, but I did the follow-up. How often does somebody say to you, wow, you should get in touch with so-and-so. They might be interested, right? And we think, oh, yeah, that would be great, and then we don't do it. But so my question that I love to ask people when I'm giving a presentation is, what leads and what referrals have you been given that you have not followed up on that could lead you to 12 new paying clients?
Wow. Truly, yeah. Wow, that is so powerful.
Yes.
What a great story.
Thank you, Heidi.
This has been fabulous. I wish we could stay together and talk, because I know that the people that get your information are really going to benefit. And, you know, I thank you so much for being here and being our guest on the Accomplished Radio Show today. We're almost at the end of our broadcast. I wanted to find out, do you have any other kind of upcoming functions or events or book signings that you want to share with our audience?
Gosh, thank you. If you're in the Bay Area, I have quite a few number of events, and I'm negotiating with more and more as time goes on. So the best way to keep track of that is to take a look at my book website, www.fortuneisinthefollowup.net, and look under book events. There's a local restaurant owner here, everyone in the Northern California knows, called Hobie's, and he's throwing me a party in early October, a couple of events in November, one that I'm incredibly excited about, doing some roundtable presentation at the U.S. Small Business Conference and Expo in San Mateo County, which should be spectacular, and some of my favorite speakers are going to be at that.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, and you know, just so incredibly grateful that we've had a chance to be, you know, connected ourselves, because, you know, I think that there was a you know, instant impact, you know, because obviously you can't accomplish much if you don't follow up.
Absolutely, you've got to follow up, and lead back to where one of your earlier questions, which I know we won't get into, but it's follow up and then have a collaborative spirit, and so working together with others to help them succeed will help you succeed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Heidi, again, this has just been wonderful, and you know, I'm glad you shared your website address. Is there anything else that perhaps you want to share before we end our show today?
No, I'm really looking forward to meeting you, and if people have questions, they can find me on the web, and I'd love to connect with them there.
Fabulous. So I'm really grateful for you taking time out of your day and for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show, and I know your book is going to change a lot of lives as a result from reading it and, of course, taking action. You've been listening to Heidi Sloth. She is the author of The Fortune is in the Follow-Up. And make sure to visit her website. Again, fortuneisinthefollowup.net. Thanks for joining us today. You've been listening to the Accomplish Radio Show, the official station for the U.S. Small Business Conference and Expo, taking place in San Francisco, California, on 11-11-11. Tickets are now on sale at ussmallbusinessconference.com, and there's vendor and sponsor opportunities also available. So that's ussmallbusinessconference.com. For updates and special offers, make sure to join their Facebook fan page at facebook.com/ussmallbiz. If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at accomplishmagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit accomplishradio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at accomplishmagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishment.